Gerade mal erwähnt, die Bodies were here, it's the arts.
Dobrodošli, čuo sam da je ruš bio kasno, pa bakti još uvijek sedio, leže po senkom drveća. Ali sad ćemo početi da pevamo, pa će onda bakti čuti, onda će doći.
Damuna
Shrimati Ravana Dari. Dayala Dhamma Dhamma Kunya Vihari. Dayala Dhamma Dhamma Kunya Vihari. Dayananda Yasoda Dula Girivara Dhari Gopala Dayananda Yasoda Dula Giri
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Sami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Vajarine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Haskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama very much. Today I would like to give my last contribution or my last seminar on this seminar which deals with really establishing contact with Krishna.
Danas bih želela da dam poslednji deo svog seminara koji se bavi ovom temom kako da uspostavimo vezu sa Krishnom.
Tomorrow we will not have a seminar at 5 o'clock, but I believe we will all prepare for the concluding evening.
I sutra uveče popodne stvari nećemo imati seminar u 5 sati, već ćemo se svi pripremiti za završno veče.
I want to talk today about my favorite subject matter, you know, it's the holy name.
Danas bih želela da govorim o svojoj omiljenoj temi, vi već dobro znate da je to sveto ime.
Now I would like to tell you, before I go into the philosophical part, a little bit an autobiographical report of how it came that I became so convinced that chanting the holy name is really the best way to make contact with Krishna.
I pre nego što pređem na filozofski deo, htio sam da kažem nešto iz svoje autobiografije, nešto što me potpuno ubedilo u to da je sveto ime najbolji način da se povežem sa Krishnom.
It was really happening. The holy name appeared in my life in the winter when I was about 13 years old.
I sveto ime se pojavilo u mom životu jedne zime kada sam imao 13 godina.
I had been with my mother on my way to Karstadt to buy presents for my older brother's birthday.
Nalazio sam se na putu sa svojom majkom i trebalo je da kupimo poklon za rođendan mom starijem bratu.
And before the Karstadt, which is a great department store in Hamburg where our family used to live at that time, I met the devotees of Krishna chanting Hare Krishna while there was snow coming down.
I pre nego što smo stigli u taj veliki tržni centar koji se nalazi u Hamburgu, gde smo hteli da kupimo poklon, ja sam sreo bakte gospodina Krišna koji su pevali sveto ime napolju na snegu.
I remember that when I saw the Sankirtan party, I asked my mother if we could please stay a little and watch and listen to them singing.
Ja se sećam kada sam video Sankirtan bakte, ja sam pitao majku da li možemo malo da ostanemo napolju i da ih posmatramo.
And I stood there with my mother for about 5 minutes and I saw the devotees dancing back and forth and I was extremely attracted and didn't know why.
Ja sam onda stojala tu nekih 5 minuta i gledala sam bakte kako se nišu napred i nazad plešući i bio sam jako privučena, ali nisam znao zašto.
Then we went into the department store, to the toy department, to choose nice birthday presents for my older brother.
I onda smo ušli u tržni centar i krenuli smo tamo gde su se nalazile igraške jer smo hteli da izaberemo jedan lep poklon za mog brata.
Then I asked my mother, "Mother, can you buy the toys and I go down and see these people dancing and singing? Can I wait for you downstairs? Is it all right for you?"
I onda sam ja pitala svoju majku, mama, da li u redu ako ti s nama kupiš taj poklon, a ja siđem dole i gledam ove ljude koji plešu i pevaju, je li to u redu za tebe?
So my mother said, no, I need you. You know best what, you always play with your older brother. You know best what he likes.
A ona govorila, ne, ti si mi baš potreban, jer ti znaš najbolje što tvoj stari brat voli, kao ne igraš sa njim.
Okay, so I helped her to choose presents.
I onda u redu, ja sam pristala da pomognem da izabere poklon.
But then I felt, this is my chance of my life, I should be down there now.
I onda sam osjetio, ne, ali ovo je šansa mog života, ja treba da budem tamo dole.
And I said, mother, I must go to the toilet and pass urine.
I onda sam rekao, mama, ja moram da idem u toalet.
Then my mother looked at me in my eyes and said, okay, then you go down to these unusual people. Mama always knows. Yeah. So I said, all right, and I immediately ran down, and I remember I stood there just spellbound, and then I finally was courageous enough, and there was a little pause, to went to one of these monks and said, what is the text of what you are singing?
I onda sam ja brzo otrčao dole i posmatrao sam, i kada su imali malu pauzu, ja sam bio skupio hrabrost i onda sam prišao jednom bakti i pitao sam, šta je tekst, šta vi kapevate?
Later, so this monk, he came down to me because I was small, and he said in broken German, with a strong American accent, das ist der Hare Krishna Mantra.
I onda taj monak, on se nagnao ka meni, pošto sam ja bio tek mali dečak, i onda je rekao na lošem nemačkom sa snažnim američkim akcentom, ovo je Hare Krishna Mantra.
Was ist der Hare Krishna Mantra, bitte?
Šta je to Hare Krishna Mantra, molim?
Er ist Gott.
To je Bog.
Really? And he said, yes, and you will find out when you chant. Later I found out that this devotee was the late Tamal Krishna Goswami. And I have always told him that he was the one who gave me the Hare Krishna mantra. And then he said something very beautiful. He said, that was the reason why we came to Germany. We didn't know why we went to Germany, and of all towns, Hamburg, which is so cold and so rough.
Mi nismo uopšte znali zašto smo mi otišli baš u Nemačku i baš u Hamburg, koji je tako hladan i tako grub grad.
But Krishna must have sent us to give you the Hare Krishna mantra.
Ali Krishna mora da nas je poslao kako bismo sebi dali Hare Krishna mantra.
He wrote the Hare Krishna mantra down on a little piece of paper, maybe, you know, how do you say it? Maybe this big,
huh?
And I remember I would regularly try to sing it. Because I wanted to try out how there is God inside. I'm still in the process of doing this. But I am now very convinced that I will find him, and just a little bit more drilling, and then it will come out, like in water, you know, you drill, and then at one stage, when you have crossed the last barrier, the last stone, the spring comes out, and you see it.
Ali sada sam duboko ubeđen da ću naći Boga u ovoj mantri. To je upravo kao kada bušite rupu za vodu i onda bušite i bušite i onda samo još malo treba, kada je tu poslednji kamen i onda voda poteče na gore.
So, this question which I had at that time, how can the name Krishna be God, is an old question, and it is discussed with in a book called Jaiva Dharma.
И то питање кое сам ја одувек имао, како тоа да Хари Кришна мантра, како да она представи Бога, на тоа питање дава одговор у книзи Джайва Дарма.
Let me first introduce you to the two main character of the discussion which you will soon hear.
И да вас прво упознам со два главна лика кои учествуваат во овој дискусија кој ќе тоа скоро чути.
It's Vijay, who is a searcher who comes to Raghunath Das Babaji, who lives at the place where Srivastako used to live. It's called Srivastangam, and has a little clay hut which is covered with a straw roof.
Prvi od naših likova je Vijay, koji dolazi u posetu Raghunath Das Babaji, koji živi na mjestu gdje živa Srivastako, koji se zove Srivastangam, i živi u jednoj kolibici napravljenoj od blata, na čijoj se površini gore nalazi slamnati krov.
So the sun is setting.
Sunce zalazi.
Raghunath Das Babaji sits before his hut under the shade of a neem tree and chants japa.
I Raghunath Das Babaji sedi ispred svoje kolibe u senci neem drveta i mantra na svoj japa.
Vijay, his disciple, arrives and pays his humble obeisances and sits down.
Vijay, njegov učenik, stiže, odaje mu svoje poštovanje i seda pored
njega. He watches Raghunath Das Babaji, who is totally absorbed in the chanting.
I on posmatra Raghunath Das Babaji, koji je sasvim apsorbovan u mantranju.
After what appears to be a long time and also a very short time, Raghunath Das Babaji acknowledges his presence and nods and says this and indicates, why have you come? Do you have a question? Then you may ask this question now.
I nakon nekog vremena, koji se u isto vreme čini jako dugim, a opet jako kratkim, Raghunath Das Babaji on klima svojom glavom, pokazujući tome da vidi da je Vijay tu, da je prisutan, i daje mu znak da postavi pitanje.
So Vijay asked a question which is very, very dear to his heart.
Vijay postavlja pitanje koje je jako, jako drago njegovom srcu.
How can a sound vibration, Krishna's name, be something else than just a material sound vibration?
Kako zvučna vibracija, kako Krishna ime, može biti nešto drugo osim samo materijalna vibracija?
How can it be supramundane or transcendental, and how can it be identical with Krishna? I just don't understand. Then Raghunath Das Babaji smiles. He must have heard this question many, many times. And he says, Vijay, the first thing you must understand is that Krishna's holy name is not a product of the material world.
I on kaže, Vijay, prva stvar koju treba da razumeš jeste da sveto ime nije proizvod ovog materijalnog sveta.
He seems, in other words, to indicate that Krishna's name does not come from the throat and the tongue and, you know, these vocal cords, but it comes from a transcendental realm, the spiritual world, down into the material realm, and then appears in the throat.
I onda naš on pokušava da ukaže jeste da se sveto ime ne rađa u grlu, na jeziku, u glasnim živcima, već se rađa u duhovnom, potiče iz duhovnog sveta i onda dolazi dole na naš jezik i grlu.
And the mystery gets deeper. The mystery gets even deeper. Only when the jiva, the soul, has attained its svarup, its natural constitutional position, can it really chant Krishna's pure name.
Samo kada jiva dostigne svoj izvorni položaj, svoj svarup, onda jedino može mantrati sveto ime.
At the present moment, when the living entity is covered with the material mind and senses, the living entity cannot, just cannot, produce the pure name.
A u sadašnjem stanju, kada je živo biće prikriveno materijalnim čulima i umom, ono jednostavno ne može pevati sveto ime.
Now when you hear this, then you say, then what are we doing?
I onda ako ovo čujete, onda se pitate, pa šta mi onda ovdje radimo?
We could... Then we are chanting a material sound vibration when we are not yet realized in our spiritual form.
Onda mi samo pevamo materijalni, izgovaramo materijalni zvuk kako još uvijek nismo spoznali svoj izvorni oblik.
Then we could just chant this nice Macedonian folk song. Li 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 li. Hey Jovana, let's sell our house and the horses and dance.
Onda isto tako možemo i da pevamo ovu prelepu makedonsku narodnu pesmu. Hajde da prodamo konje i kuću i da plešemo.
Listen.
Slušajte.
But if by the unconditional mercy of the Hladini Shakti, Shrimati Radharani, the holy name can come down.
Ali, ako bezuzročno milošću Hladini Shakti, Shrimati Radharani, sveto ime dođe dole.
Come down. Mm-hmm. It comes down. Yes. Sveće dole. Must go down with the voice. When the consciousness is purified.
I kada je svjesnost pročišćena,
when you have a pure field of pure consciousness,
kada imate čisto polje, čiste svjesnosti,
then the pure holy name appears and dances upon the devotionally enlivened tongue of the devotee.
Onda se sveto ime pojavljuje i igra na tom na jeziku bhakti koje je prožeto devoci.
This happens by Radharani's mercy and by the compassion of Sri Krishna himself.
I ovo se dešava uz pomoć milosti Shrimati Radharani.
Krishna Nama never possesses a mundane form in the shape of material sounds and syllables.
Krishna Nama nikada nema materijalni oblik koji se sastoji od materijalnog zvuka i glasova.
But Krishna's name has a Sachidananda form of eternal transcendental bliss and knowledge.
Krishna sveto ime ima transcendentalni oblik koji se sastoji od Sachidananda oblika koji je puno znanja i blaženstva.
I always feel like this when I'm requested to lead a kirtan.
Ja se uvijek ovako osjećam kada me zamole da vodim kirtan.
I can feel a difference between just using my lips and singing something, singing the holy name, and I can feel in the difference when it seems that Krishna all of a sudden comes down, goes through my whole being and touches the heart, and then I feel goose pimples, you know, a divine moment has come, and then I sing for Krishna.
I ja znam da postoji razlika. Nekada jednostavno se radi o mojim glasovnim sposobnostima i onda ja sam taj koji peva, a nekada osjetim Krišnu kako dolazi u obliku svog svetog imena, kako ulazi u mene, dotiče moje srce i onda ja nisam ja taj koji peva, već je sveto ime koje peva.
And at this magical moment, which happens very rarely, because I'm not very purified in my consciousness, I can watch how the atmosphere in the audience totally changes.
I onda kada se desi taj čarobni trenutak koji se ne dešava tako često jer nisam čista pročišćena duša, onda ja mogu da vidim kako se raspoloženje u publici menja.
Some of you close your eyes.
Neki od vas zatvore svoje oči.
You become serious in your face.
Postanete ozbiljni.
Some of you cry. And you're close to Krishna. I always tell when I have public preaching programs how once I took a Harinam party and we were chanting and all of a sudden we found ourselves between in a demonstration where on one hand there were these right-winged NPD people. These are people who feel close to Adolf Hitler still. And on the other hand, the police ready to go into battle with these people.
I ja se sećam kako smo jednom imali Harinam kroz grad i s jedne strane su se nalazili ljudi koji pripadaju stranci koja dalje sledi naciste, a s druge strane su se nalazila policija i oni samo što se nisu sukobili.
You know, when this right-wing party, NPD, made a demonstration, they usually threw stones into shop windows and I don't know, this is the end. They like to just have fist fights and, you know, violent.
I kada ova desničarska partija, kada ima demonstracije, onda oni vole da razbijaju izloge prodavnica, da se tuku sa ljudima, ima dosta nasilja.
So we were in the midst of this aggression. It felt like being in the midst of the armies in the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
I mi smo se nalazili između te dve strane i osjećali smo se kao da se nalazimo na bojnom polju Kurukshetra između dve suprotstavljene vojske.
And there was no escaping. The police was just about to beat up the NPD people, and the NPD people were just ready to beat up the police.
Izgledalo je kao da nema izlaza iz ove situacije. Ova desničarska partija izgledalo kao da će svakog trenutka krenuti na policajci, policajci su se isto spremali za napad.
They were all like dressed, you know, in heavy dresses. This is like, you know, like the Ritter, the knights of the old, they had shields, and we were with our thin dhotis and thin kurtas, and in between this aggression, and I really felt, my God, now I'm going to get it.
I oni su svi imali snažne štitove i oklope upravo poput viteza iz starih vremena. Mi smo se tamo nalazili samo u našim tankim kurtama i tankim dhotima, ja sam mislio, u ovog puta ću stvarno
odrediti. I just started to chant as good as possible, taking full shelter in Krishna, so that when I would be beaten up and my limbs would be broken, I would not, you know, I would survive it somehow.
I onda sam ja počela da mantram što je najbolje moguće, kako kada se desi da me prebiju i kada su moji udovi polomljeni, da ja to nekako preživim.
And in the one moment, this magical moment came. Bling! And first the police started to stop.
Prvo se policija zaustavila.
Then the NPD people felt it.
Onda se desničarska partija zaustavila.
They started to do with this with the foot, you know, in the rhythm of the madanga.
I onda su počeli da ovako lupkaju stopalima u ritmu madange.
They started to smile like Dayal Gauranga smiles. Full smile.
Puni široki.
Široki? Široki, like the red Indian, isn't it?
Shirok.
So, and the atmosphere turned. Krishna was present. Peace. Shanti. So, because I have experienced some of these moments, I first of all want that this happens more in my life.
I prvo zato što sam ja iskusila neke od ovih trenutaka, pre svega želim da se to opet desi u mom životu.
And I want to bring all of you to these moments.
I želim i sve vas da dovedem do takvih trenutaka.
This is all what I want. I want to chant and I would be happy if you chant.
To je sve što želim. Želim da ja mantram. I bio bih tako srećan da i vi
mantrate. Hare Krishna. There is some very nice explanation about what we have just discussed in the Padma Purana. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavet Krayam Indriyai Sevan Mukhei Jivado Svayameva Spuradyada. Krishna and his names cannot be grasped by the material senses.
Postoji jako lepo objašnjenje ovoga što smo upravo čuli u jednom stihu koji se nalazi u Padmom Puranu. Taj stih kaže da Krishna ne može ni na koji način biti dostignut ovim materijalnim čulima.
But when a person develops the tendency to render service, then Krishna spontaneously appears on the tongue and in the other senses.
Ali kada osoba razvije tendenciju da služi Krishnu, onda se sveto ime pojavljuje na njegovom jeziku i u ostalim čulima.
Let us go back.
Hajde da se sad vratimo.
When does Krishna appear on the tongue?
Kada se Krishna pojavljuje na jeziku?
It's at the time when a person wants to serve Krishna. Sevanmukhi is a Sanskrit word. Mukh means face, and seva means service. So when his face turns towards service, then Krishna appears.
Krishna ime se pojavljuje na jeziku osobe onda kada osoba želi da služi Krishnu. Sanskritska reč je sevanmukhe, muka znači lice, a seva je služba. Znači onom trenutku kada osoba okrene svoje lice prema Krishna.
Srila Jiva Goswami gives an amazing example of a great devotee, Bharat Maharaj.
I Srila Jiva Goswami daje nevjerovatan primjer velikog bhakte Bharat Maharaj.
You remember, Bharat Maharaj had given up his kingdom to live in the forest a life of devotion.
I sećate se da je Bharat Maharaj napustio čitavo svoje kraljevstvo kako bi živeo u šumi životom predanog služenja.
But because he didn't have good association, Bharat Maharaj was attacked by the onslaught of material affection. He fell in love with a little deer.
Ali sećate se kako on nije imao dobro društvo, on je bio napadnut materijalnom vezanošću i vezao se za jednu malu jelenicu.
And as a result, at the time when he had an accident, you know, when he fell down from a cliff and died, he was reborn as a deer.
I kao rezultat toga kada je pao i kada imao nesreću, on se opet rodio kao jelen.
It was a special rebirth because he remembered that he was a devotee king.
I to je bilo specijalno rođenje zato što se on sećao svog ranijeg života da je bio kralj koji je bio bahat.
And as a result he remembered his mistake. He had fallen down just because he didn't have good association.
I on se sećao i svoje greške, sećao se da je postao bahat samo zato što nije imao dobro društvo.
So he always stayed near the hermitage of a sadhu, and when there was Bhagavad Katha, he was there and listened to it.
I on je uvek ostajao na mjestu gdje su se u blizini nalazili sadovi i kada bi oni imali Bhagavad Katha, onda bi on slušao.
It's very significant how he gave up the birth of a deer. This is why I'm telling you the story.
I ono zbog čega vam ja govorim ovu priču jeste način na koji on napustio telo kada je bio u telu jeleni.
When he felt how the hand of death was grasping for his heart, he smiled.
Kada je osjetio kako ruka smrti steže njegovo srce, on se nasmešio.
And he said, Hari Narayan Namaha.
I onda je rekao, Hari Narayan Namaha.
Hari Narayan Namaha. He somehow smiled in the form of a deer because now everything was over. And with great respect, he chanted the names of Hari and Narayan. At the mood of service. I am glorifying you, my dear Lord.
Ja te slavim, moj dragi gospodine.
Now the life as are leaving me, but you are glorified.
Ja sad napuštam ovo telo, ali ja želim da te slavim.
And because he had this very, very great sevanmukhe, means mood to do service, Krishna appeared on his tongue.
I zato što imao jako to osjećanje, raspoloženje da služi Krishna. Krishna se pojavio na njegovom jeziku.
He was born as a great saint.
On je bio rođen kao veliki svetac.
And after that life, he reached perfection. So, the material tongue cannot bring forth Krishna. The material nose cannot catch the fragrance of Krishna. The material eyes can never see Krishna. And similarly, the material mind can just not think Krishna. But what you can do with your material senses is you can do service. And then you can attract Krishna to come down. My dear devotees, this is the greatest mystery of spiritual life. It's what we should aspire for. What happens when we don't chant like this in a service spirit? We get what is called the alphabet name. H A R E K alphabets. Yes. It's not Krishna, Radha Kripa. Yes. There's an example. I think we all like, do you like ghost stories? I like ghost stories very much. So I will tell you a ghost story now. Hopefully Jai Gopal is not getting afraid. Once Bhaktivinoda Thakur was with his son Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati on pilgrimage, and they visited ancient places in the Hooghly district near Calcutta. That one day they went to Kulinagram. It's a place where many associates of Lord Chaitanya stayed. There are wonderful temples inside. Now they saw at the edge of the town a dilapidated temple. Now you must be very careful in India about dilapidated temples. I just can tell you from my own experience. Often, very often, there were very powerful ghosts inside. You know, there are many ancient temples in India, but why are there so few dilapidated temples?
Postoje mnogi drevni hramovi u Indiji, ali zašto postoji samo nekoliko onih koji su napušteni i razrušeni?
Why are they not restored like the other ancient temples and in full usage?
I zašto oni jednostavno nisu rekonstruisani poput mnogih drugih hramova i da još uvek mogu da služe?
It's often because the priests did something terribly wrong and returned as ghosts and snakes in that temple. And now when you come in, just a happy tourist who likes ancient buildings, you know, they will sometimes seize your body.
Zato što su nekada u tim hramovima buđari napravili nešto jako pogrešno i onda su se, nakon što su napustili telo, vratili te hramove poput zmija ili duhova i kada vi dođete u posjetu kako hrama kao srećni turista, onda ti duhovi mogu da uđu u vaše telo.
So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati passed this old dilapidated temple. Suddenly a man gray hair stepped out of the temple. There was something strange about the way he walked. And sometimes it looked as if one could just see through him. Sometimes. The man was very cultured and asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta, "The sun is just now setting. Why don't you sleep here in this temple for the night?" Tomorrow you can take your shower at the well and then visit all the temples of Kulinagram. Now, for now, just rest. Bhaktivinoda Thakur and Bhaktisiddhanta didn't have a place to sleep in the night, and they welcomed that this unexpected invitation.
They were
laying down at the place which was shown to them. The host retired for the night and they fell asleep. All of a sudden, the place turned into a chaos. First, chains were heard on the floor. Snakes came. And then bricks fell from the ceilings, but not that they fell, pang, they just came like this at Bhaktivinoda Thakur. They floated, Radha Kripa. Bhaktivinoda set up with a start. Bhaktivinoda Thakur set up. And he started to chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Krishna. And it really looked as if it was some strange ghostly influence against the concentration and the chanting of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It was like a subtle war. After some time, the spook went away. Spook is this. Spook. Spook. It's all right, the ghost went away. It's all right. In the morning, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur lay down to continue to sleep. In the morning, they got up, took their shower, and went into the village. When the villagers saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur so early in the morning reaching the village, they asked, "From where did you come and who are you?" And after Bhaktivinoda Thakur introduced himself and his son, they were very, very happy because some of them had read the books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
I onda kada im sam predstavio, neki od meštana su bili jako, jako srećni zato što su već pročitali neke od njegovih knjiga.
But where did you sleep?
Ali gde si ti spavao?
Well, at the temple, at the entrance of the village, the old temple.
Ja sam spavao u ovom starom hramu koji se nalazi na kraju, na ulazu u selo.
So the villagers were shocked and said, "Did something unusual happen to you?"
I onda su meštani bili zaprepašćeni, pitali su ga, da ti se nije desilo nešto neobično?
And Bhaktivinoda Thakur told everything.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur im je sve ispričao.
And then they were not surprised, and they said, well, the person who was previously the priest there had turned into a ghost after his death.
I onda su meštani bili jako iznenađeni, rekli su mu da je osoba koja je ranije bio pećar i nakon svoje smrti on se pretvorio u duha koji tamo prebiva.
He was not a good man. As a priest even he performed sinful activities.
I on nije bio dobar čovjek, čak i kao sveštenik, on je i dalje imao neke grešne aktivnosti.
But we have this question. Why did he turn into a ghost? We always saw him chanting the Hare Krishna mantra.
Ali onda su meštani imali pitanje, kako je to moguće da se on pretvorio u duha? Mi smo ga uvek videli kako peva sveto ime.
See, some of our devotees are also not always acting in good character and with good motivation. Something it's... It can be improved, no?
I možete isto vidjeti da neki od nas isto nekada deluju na način koji nije baš ispravan, znači postoji mjesto za poboljšanje.
So Bhaktivinoda Thakur sat down with the villagers and gave a lovely explanation.
I Bhaktivinoda Thakur seo dole zajedno sa meštanima i dao je predivno i dao je objašnjenje.
He said this man must have chanted not the pure names where Krishna appeared, but some alphabet's names.
On je rekao, ovaj čovjek mora da je mantrao ne Krišnino ime, već samo ime u koje se slova javljaju.
He had produced a mayic sound, a material sound vibration.
On je proizvodio materialnu zvučnu vibraciju.
He had only chanted with the lips, but there was no spiritual substance there.
On je mantrao svojim usnama, ali tu nije bilo nikakve duhovne suštine.
And in fact he had committed sins, that means he had also done nam aparad.
A s druge strane u isto vreme je imao grehe, je vršio neke grešne aktivnosti, što znači da je vršio uvrede prema svetu.
Most probably he had thought, well, I'm a priest and I'm chanting, it's not so bad if I do this stealing some money from the deities and so on, because I'm chanting it. If there's any sin, it will be taken away by the chanting.
I najverovatnije mislio, ako ja sam sveštenik u ovom hramu, i ako nekada ukradem novac od božanstava ili uradim neku drugu grešnu aktivnost, nije problem, pošto mantram sveto ime.
The people in the village were touched.
Ljudi u selu su bili dirnuti.
Maybe they thought we are in the same situation as this person who became a ghost. Maybe some of you will... No, I won't say it like this. You know what I want to say and what I don't want to say. I don't think he is anyone who was so sinful. I mean, this priest must have done really some bad things, which you will never do. But the people asked, how can this priest be delivered? Bhaktivinoda said, only in one way. They have to meet a real sadhu.
Taj duh mora sresti pravog sadhu.
Who has a real relationship with Krishna.
Sadhu koji ima pravi odnos sa Krishna.
And they must hear from him the real name and also proper explanation of who Krishna is and who they are.
I onda takve osobe moraju čuti Krishnino ime od sadhua i objašnjenje ko je zapravo Krishna i kakav je odnos njihov sa Krishna.
Now from this day on, this spook. How did we say it? We have no word for spook in Serbian. Spook means this. Yeah, udvera. So from this day on, the udvera, the spook, in the temple stopped. And the people of the village thought, well, this is because our priest, as a ghost, has met a pure devotee.
I ljudi u selu su mislili, da, to se desilo zato što je ovaj duh sreo pravu bhakti.
And he has heard from the pure devotee the pure name.
I on je čuo čisto bhakte, čisto ime.
And now he is no longer a ghost.
I sada više nije duh.
Yes. So, there is a point in this story. The holy name is displays its whole effect when it is chanted in a service spirit.
Sveto ime ima svoj puni efekat kada ga pevamo u tom raspoloženju služenja.
This means that for us practically, when we sit down and chant, we should think we are giving pleasure for Krishna.
I to praktično znači da kada sednemo, da matramo, da trebamo misliti da ja sada želim da pružim zadovoljstvo Krishna.
One way to do this is to not interrupt your chanting for anything, not even when the mobile phone rings.
I s jedne strane to znači da ne trebate prekinuti svoje mantranje ni iz kakvog razloga, čak ni kada vaš mobilni zvoni.
You're spending time with Krishna.
To je vaše vreme sa Krishnom.
Have you ever made an appointment with someone and meet with him, and then in the midst of the appointment all the time it goes ring ring and he goes, ha 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 ha, it's you Milorad, whoo, you know.
Da li ste nekad imali sastanak sa nekim i onda pričate sa tom osobom i njegov telefon stalno zvoni i on se stalno javlja nekim ljudima?
How do you feel?
You
feel, is this meeting not important to you? I've reserved this time just for us, and you are always with Milorad, then Jelena, then Milo, then who else? Miodrak, then him and him, and her, and soon the 2 hours are over which we had together.
I onda, kako se vi osjećate, vi se pitate, da li sam ja tebi uopšte bitno, ti si sve vreme tu sa Miloradom i Jelenom i Miodragom i sa drugim ljudima. I već je 2 sata prošlo koje smo rezervisali za nas.
I think you can practice it for one round. When you're in the round, finish your round. Then you can do everything.
I ja mislim da možete to praktikovati, da makar uvek završite jedan krug. I onda kad ste došli, kad ste izmatrali jedan krug, onda možete raditi neke druge stvari.
Show Krishna that this time with him is important to you.
Pokažite Krishna da je ovo vreme koje imate sa njim, da vam je ono bitno.
Give it a nice frame.
Dajte svemu tome jedan lep okvir.
I know in India they have this, I don't know what to speak in detail, but it's called first night. Then the man will have a florist decorate the bedroom, and then the first night will happen there.
Ja znam da u Indiji postoji običaj, znači da se zove prva noć i za tu noć krevet se lepo ukrasi sveće.
Can't we make a good environment for meeting Krishna?
Zar ne možemo napraviti lepo okruženje za naš susret sa Krishnom?
It's much more important.
To je mnogo, mnogo značajnije.
Show Krishna that this is important for you, this meeting with him.
Pokažite Krishni da je ovaj susret sa njim značajan za vas.
In some ways.
Na neki način.
And by doing this, having this service attitude, I'm sure you will impress Krishna and he will appear.
I ako to radite u raspoloženju služenja, ja sam siguran da ćete vi time impresionirati Krishnu i on će se pojaviti.
Krishna is a person.
Krishna je osoba.
Very sensitive.
On je jako osetljiv.
Very loving.
On je pun ljubavi.
He will only come when you receive him properly.
I on će doći jedino onda kada ga možete dočekati ispravno.
So please give this chanting your best.
Ja vas molim da date svoju najbolju pažnju ovom mantranju.
Then your life will improve.
I onda će se vaš život poboljšati.
A very good chance comes this evening when we will have our Nam Yagya.
I imamo jako dobru priliku za to večeras kada imamo Nam Yagyu.
I will end my seminar with a little meditation.
Završit ću svoj seminar jednom malom meditacijom.
You can just hear. No need to close your eyes and and have difficulties with this, you know.
Možete samo da poslušate fino, ne morate da sednete lepo da zatvorite oči.
Prabhupada kaže, So we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We are addressing Radha, O energy of the Lord. We are addressing Krishna. O my Lord.
O moj gospodine.
Please accept me.
Molim te, prihvati me.
That's all.
To je sve.
Please accept me.
Molim te, prihvati me.
We have no other prayer.
Mi nemamo nijednu drugu molitvu.
Please accept me.
Molim te, prihvati me.
Lord Chaitanya taught us that we should simply cry.
Gospodin Chaitanya nas je podučio da mi trebamo jednostavno plakati.
And we shall simply pray for accepting us.
I mi se trebamo jednostavno moliti da budemo prihvaćeni.
That's all.
To je sve.
So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord, requesting Him.
Ova zvučna vibracija je samo plakanje, dozivanje gospodina.
Now we don't need a Serbian. Please accept me.
Please accept me.
Please accept me.
Please accept me.
And then Krishna will come.
I onda će Krishna doći.
Hare Krishna. One moment. Radhe, Radhe. Thank you very much for listening this to this.
Hvala vam jako puno što ste ovo slušali.
I hope it was beneficial for you.
Nadam se da je ovo imalo utjeca, da je imalo dobrobit za vas.
We have traveled through many stations in our little seminar.
Mi smo putovali, prošli mnoge stanice na našem malom seminaru.
Some of you have taken notes either in a notebook or in their hearts.
I neke od vas su napravili beleške ili svoje svesti ili srce.
My request to you is that you look at these notes and that you try to implement them in the coming year.
I moja molba jeste da ponovo pogledate te beleške i da pokušate da primenite to što ste naučili u svom životu.
Next year during the same time I want to try something extraordinary. I want to try giving something like a Bhagavad Saptaha.
I sljedeće godine kada ponovo budem došao, želeo bih da napravim nešto izvanredno, želeo bih da dam jedan Bhagavad Saptaha.
This will be something with a music band and everything.
Imaćemo i muzički band.
For now, I think it's good if we now stop our presentation without taking questions, because we must also live. It's this nectar overdoses, you know.
I sad mislim da je red da stanemo, da nemamo pitanja, zato što znate, moramo i da živimo, inače imamo overdose nektara.
And I have also a meeting with some of our devotees. We will organize in September a chanting tour through the Balkans, and I hope to see all of you doing this chanting tour. It will be a kirtan tour.
I ja također sad imam jedan sastanak sa baktama koji organizuju kirtan turneju po čitavoj bivšoj Jugoslaviji, tako da se nadam da ću videti sve vas na tim koncertima.
My friend Krishna Das will sing and I would like to introduce all of you to my friend.
Moj prijatelj Krishna Das će pevati, ja bih želela da vas sve upoznam sa svojim prijateljem.
And I will also sing and preach a little. At Jai Gopal will play, come and play Medanga, isn't it? Or was it not yet sure? We don't know yet. We don't know yet. Yes, but it will be ecstatic.
Biće ekstatično.
Biće. And please, when you come home, sleep enough. Nityananda Kari said she only slept 2 hours in the night and then 1 hour during the day. And I think if you do this another day, we will have to call the ambulance. Hare Krishna. So what we will try to do, we will start our Nam Yakya at around, and now we need a little pause, 7:30. And in the Nam Yakya we have a nice surprise for you, something really dynamic. And then in the evening we have the daily news. There's also something very special in the daily news. I already know, but I can't tell you.
I onda uveče imamo nešto jako specijalno na našem dnevniku, ja već znam o čemu se radi, ali ne mogu da vam kažem.
And I have some sweets because after one should distribute prasadam, and I want to do this, but it's, I don't have so many, so it's on the first come basis. Srila Prabhupada ki.